Yeah, you've just seen a Corey Norman text.
Freshwater Stormer says, I heard Corey Norman tried to get the prop, but he was too loose.
Right, yeah, right.
That's good.
It said penetration was never Corey's problem. It was maintaining it for the duration. He had the issue with inconsistent form. On the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Boy, this has been an interesting morning. 25 after 8. And John of Harrington Park, I think, will add a little more to that interesting element. Good morning, John.
Good morning, boys. How are you going? Look, I'm calling out Gary Schofield as being the original when it came to the Popawadi Edwards.
Is that right?
Corey Norman. And Brady, you would have played against Gary Schofield.
Yeah, I did. He never tried it on me. There was never any finger action from Gary.
Wouldn't that be a skeleton to come out of your closet this morning?
Guys, if you look at the old footage, would have been when he came out here for test matches in the mid-80s or whatever.
Yeah.
Run through the tape, honestly.
Was it only in test matches, or did he try it when he was with the Tigers?
I know this particular test match, he tried it out every tackle.
Gary's listening via the app.
Yeah, he is listening via the app, John of Harrington Park, and I'll put your number out. And of course, the jock strap was, wouldn't you wear a jock strap? All the Pommy forwards had the jock strap, Brendan. Mm. You wear the jock strap in the games? No.
No. Just don't.
No, so, well, that's what I mean. Did the jock strap make it easier? I don't know. I've never worn a jock strap, John. Thank you for the call, John. There we go. That shed some light on
Gary Schofield.
Digital activity. Frank of Bosley Park is there, Brandy.
Frank, good morning.
Brandy, how you going?
Going good.
Yes, I'm going back to the Adidas Adidas.
Oh,
firstly, when I was young, we always pronounced it Adidas as I got old. They're my favourite brand of sportswear by the way.
Frank, do you want a prize? Do you want to?
I like them.
Yeah, and I agree. Everything Brandy said was true.
Spot on.
Well, okay.
Yeah, there was no bedtime story. That was just fact.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Can I add a little bit to that?
Yeah, you can.
More trivia.
Yep.
In 1954, in the World Cup, Soccer World Cup, Hungary were very, very dominant. They were red hot to win. And they beat Germany 9-1 or 7-1 or something in the preliminary rounds.
Yep.
But they got beaten in the final. And the story goes that they wore Adidas boots with adjustable studs, and the weather was very wet, so they wore
screw-in studs. Yep.
That was one of another theory is that they were taking some supplements. Ooh. To help them perform. But great company. They make some fantastic stuff.
Now, well, Jesse Owens wore their shoes in the 36 Olympics.
36 all the way 36, back there.
36, yeah, they were right back.
So he was on which side of the river?
Right,
he was
was before they split. That was when the brothers had the same shoe company.
Frank, your contribution deserves a prize, but it's not an Adidas prize. We're actually going to give you the Signet Power Boost Bank.
Mm.
Keep your phone, your tablet, your earbuds powered 24/7, Frank. So well done, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, boys. Keep it up. It's been a very good morning.
Well,
good on you, Frank.
That's debatable.
Very jovial. Very jovial and very informative.
Yeah. By the way, Frank, too, if we become close friends, there's no way I'm going into a toilet cubicle with you to help you out under any circumstances. So I just want for the record, okay? All right.
I'll make sure there's cameras in there, too, if you're coming in with me.
Steady on. Hey.
Corey
I can
Norman,
take the prize back off
Fossey,
of you, too.
Frank.
Hold the line there, Frank.
Got it. What a trio. I've decided to cancel all my streaming subscriptions, Netflix, Stan, etc. Rugby league is not only the greatest game, but also the greatest drama. Mm. Bravo, says the Purple Haze.
And this text too from Kyle from Townsville listening in on the app. He said, thanks, Corey Norman. Now I can count how many times Fletch says Chaminda Vass in this afternoon's run home show. Here a drive on SEN. Yes, the rhyming slang. Corey Norman allegedly finger up the Chaminda Vass. Wow, what a morning. And half an hour still to go. It is all yours. Go for it.
Well, Scott Morrison.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently he's been on the line. He's been on, he rang the radio station. He tried to ring here, but Frank was talking to us about it.
So he
went off us and got in touch with 2GB and said that the additional portfolio responsibilities, he apologised, but extraordinary times a couple of years ago. So he had to take on health, finance,
Right.
And resources.
Sounds like a bit of Kevin Proctor defence for vaping in a cubicle at half time in a Titans Eels match to me.
Go back 2 years. The country was in turmoil.
Okay. By the way, we're here for Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. 1 800 848 848. The Bryden's Lawyers number. We're also here thanks to 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Go out and have a look at your garage door. If you think you can do better, this is the place you start. 4ddoors.com.au. This is the part of the show where you can have your say. Call the McDonald Jones open line on 1300 01 11 70 or text 0457 736 736. One angle we took earlier today, we were saying there is the column in the Sunday Telegraph, the Big O's 15 to 1.
Yes.
And we joked.
On all assorted things.
But 15 to 1 cubicle incidents. I mean, there you go. In the last couple of weeks, the Kevin Proctor toilet cubicle vaping incident. Where would that, you know, like, in comparison to Kurt Mann, Kalen Pope, I reckon Kevin Proctor's cubicle incident might be number one still. I reckon that might be right up there. That's hard to top for its oddity.
Oh, no.
Posting an Instagram video.
I think there's a couple of bigger ones. Anyway. I don't even want to go into them. But I'm sure there's some bigger incidents. That was Kevin Proctor filming himself. We've had people filming over the top of cubicle.
That's right. Dylan Brown.
Totally illegal.
But apparently there was some audio not yet played from the Kevin Proctor incident that when he went to the cubicle to vape and post his Instagram video, that someone did walk in and they said this. So they quickly shut the door. He was in there filming.
JT says, in most other workplaces, Corey Norman may face charges of sexual assault. Could you do it in your workplace? There is a victim at this assault. Making light of it is probably not appreciated by them. Well, he's not listening via the app. That Warrington player. It doesn't. I don't think he's going to be put out by us having a joke about it.
We read the text as they come in. Someone said, good thing Corey Norman wasn't in the toilet cubicle. Thank you for
that
text.
Yes. Just on other workplaces.
Just dismiss that one.
Yeah, just on other workplaces and being charged.
Yeah.
I don't tackle anyone out in the office here. Seriously. That would be assault in the workplace.
Right.
Well, you don't get it. You don't get charged with assault for tackling players. Brandy, that's the sport.
Apologies. We're close friends, and I went into the cubicle this morning to check to see if you're okay, and you were. You were just scrolling on your Instagram. I want Gus defending me, not you, based on that argument that you just presented there. I don't know what you were saying about tackling Charlie Goodson.
Why don't you go tackling with the field?
Yeah.
With what happens on the field.
Well, what if you smash Charlie? If you get Charlie out here
now. That would be assault.
And you put a shoulder charge into him there, into Jeremy's desk, and see what happens.
Well, yeah, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. This one, just away from cubicles and fingers updates and things like that. Like the movie The Castle, I think South Sydney should argue that it's just the vibe of the thing as a strong case for why they should be able to return to the use of the new stadium. Do you think they could go that? Or should probably have to get Lee Hedgepin and tell us back. Can you go the vibe in this situation? Blake Solly says, well, it's the vibe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Elvis the Sparky says, Brandy, any chance you can do some homework for us? In Gus's tenure at our great club, so I'm guessing Elvis is from the Panthers, can you check, or is he talking about the Dogs? Can you check all the multi-year deals he organised and then check how many endured the full term? I don't think the Bulldogs fans have anything to worry about, says Elvis the Sparky.
Right.
I'll get on to that.
Okay. Cubicles 15 to 1. Apparently George Michael was in a cubicle incident. I don't know. Who did he play for? George Michael. I don't know. I know David Michael. He was a former Roosters winger, but I don't know what George Michael played for. Anyone in the NRL? Michael, who did he play?
Well, where's that going?
I'm straight to text as they come
Where
in.
Where is it going?
As they come in. Mm. If KP was ill in the cubicle, why did they walk out with it? Well, there's a claim of half bourbon and case. Well, I don't know what drink they were having. The last thing I'd be thinking about after a Wallace and Gromit is taking my drink with me to and from the cubicle. That's from Aussie Shark. Ah, the rhyming slang, a Wallace and Gromit. That's better than anything Joel or Fletcher up there. That's Paul Bongiorno areas right there. Love rhyming slang. Love rhyming slang. I don't think we'll be talking about this story tomorrow because I don't know what's going to come out.
Well, the story can't go any further. But I don't think it can unless Newcastle do something.
But I was thinking of Peter Parr has come on board at Newcastle. He's had to come on board the day after the David Clemmer thing blew up.
Yes.
And now he's dealing with this.
Yes.
And he's a decent man, Peter Parr, a really good
and
operator.
He's very good at his job.
Yeah.
Very good. But he would have been tested over the last 2 weeks. And on top of that, Bossy, you know, they haven't improved on the field.
No.
Like, this is just the problems off the field.
Yeah.
So they're dealing with poor form and drama off it. And Peter Parr, he stepped off the plane straight into it.
Well, he's the latest to be sighted licking handrails at Westfield up around Stockton or somewhere like that. He's doing that. He's looking to go on sick leave, obviously. It's extraordinary times. So just recapping that too, and you might be wondering, well, we're talking about Corey Norman today. Well, the story we found out about just out of the 8 o'clock news is that Corey Norman has been charged with, you know, a John Hopewadi offence. He plays for Toulouse, the team running dead last now in the Super League, with doing the John Hopewadi, and is facing at least an 8-game suspension. Now, based on the fact where that's it for his career. That, what a way to finish your career.
Mm.
That if you're found guilty of that, I mean, Corey Norman. And in the same team, Nathan Peets's in the same team. I'd have to see if Nathan's posted anything witty on Twitter about the actual incident.
Yeah, Peter says reports suggest Corey Norman visited the English town of Scratchy Bottom. Have you visited that town?
Scratchy Bottom?
Yeah.
No. We have done a story previously on the bloke who went to the 20 most odd names. He did a tour of all of them, a motorbike tour.
Right.
Yeah, motorbike tour throughout the UK.
And Scratchy Bottom was in the...
Mate, there's one far better than Scratchy Bottom. Don't worry about that.
I'm curious to know what people generally feel about PVL. Personally, says Martin, I think he does carry on a bit too much. The game always seems to be in overdrive. The grand final venue decision is a soap opera. Just finalise it. It's mid-August, says Martin.
Thank you for all of that. Now, there has been some others. I must say I'm a bit underwhelmed by the reaction to the signing of Joe Lolly from our listeners, who are very big sports fans. That
crickets, nothing.
No, nothing. Anyone excited about... more people were excited about Nanny signing down...
Were they?
With Mel. Oh, well, obviously, well, he's achieved some great things, but a fair way back. Joe Lolly comes to Australia and does an interview on Bondi Beach, some place I've never been to. Says all the right things. I mean, he sounds like a lovely chap. He did play 6 EPL games in 2017, 2018 for Huddersfield and has since been with Nottingham Forest.
Hasn't motivated any Sydney FC fans to ring in or tell us about it.
No.
Or whether they're excited.
No.
So because you're on the bus. You're on the Sydney FC bus this year.
Well, I'm on the
back of Joe Lolly.
On the back of Joe Lolly. So between now and 9 o'clock, Joe Lolly, is there a Joe Lolly fan out there that wants to come on and talk up why we will want to go to watch Joe Lolly?
So really, if there's a Nottingham Forest fan out there, tell us what part Joe played in getting them back up to the Premier League.
Yeah, I'm glad we had players of that experience in the past, but I guess because we had Del Piero and Dwight York, when you think of others that have been there, you set up a benchmark.
Well, you do, but that's a while ago now.
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, it is a long time ago.
Joe Lolly. Not getting me. Nah.
Come on.
But I'm on the bus.
Yeah.
I'm on the bus, on the Sydney FC bus, the team, and I think he'll contribute. But I'm talking about star appeal to get others to the games. Does Joe Lolly do it?
Well, I think you've got to be a dyed-in-the-wool soccer fan. I don't think he's getting anyone from the just on the periphery of the A-League supporter.
Yeah.
Do you think have I gone too soft there? Or?
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly a little. And you once were sideline reporter in the A-League as well. Back
true.
At the previous radio station. You were the sideline reporter, so you were there back in the day.
Back in the glory days.
9:19. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. I can tell you here from the SEN studios in Sydney that Matty White is getting ready for a very big show. 2 a.m.
Why is he jumping
Tommy,
up and down out there?
2 a.m. Tommy's just rolled in. You know, he's had a big one, so it's going to be a big show coming up. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.